Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 28th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's market and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yeah, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 22 points, 0.2%. S&P 500 essentially unchanged for the whole day. I mean, it's up half a point. NASDAQ Composite down a point. In August, when the stock market seemed to be spiraling toward oblivion, some market watchers kept worrying about October. October, that cruel month for share prices. October, the month that took down Western civilization in 1929 and scared it in 1987. So here we are, with just one trading day left of October, and not to tempt fate or anything. Listen to the performance. The Dow up 12.1% for the month so far. S&P 500 up 13.6%. You have to go back to October 1974 to find a better month for the S&P. One man I know was there down at the New York Stock Exchange back then is Ted Weisberg, who is still at Seaport Securities.
October 1974, I was 34 years old and a member of the New York Stock Exchange. We were deep in the hole of a very, very difficult market period. Interest rates were going through the roof.
And Ted, you're in the middle of a recession that started in 73 and went till 75, yet the S&P goes up 16% in one particular October. It's weird.
October 74, for whatever reasons, I don't remember what triggered the rally. I'm not sure that things were exactly the same, David, as they were in 74 economically, but there's no question that we are also struggling. The economy is struggling. The Eurozone is struggling. So there are a lot of issues today, just like there were a lot of issues in 1974.
It's also, if you think about this example of this huge month in the midst of a long economic downturn, perhaps we shouldn't get too excited by October of this year.
Well, you know, if you want to use that 1974 period as a benchmark, yes, because it took 12 years for the Dow Jones Industrial Average to get above 1,000.
What about today, Ted? Big news about a blueprint to contain the euro mess came yesterday. Decent news about U.S. economic growth yesterday. Today, I mean, you might have expected it to fizzle. It didn't fully fizzle.
I think on balance today, they're putting on a pretty good performance, David. But unfortunately, I think the U.S. and perhaps still Europe have a long way to go before we get our fiscal and economic houses in order.
Ted Weisberg at Seaport Securities. The U.S. 10-year bond yield was down to 2.31% today, but the European rescue package is not helping troubled Italy too much. Interest rates rose today for Italian government bonds to about 6%, a sign the debt still isn't all that attractive. And Whirlpool Maytag KitchenAid is saying sales of its appliances aren't that strong. Whirlpool is laying off 5,000 people, 10% of its North American and European workforce. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. China helping Europe is a theme of the week. European leaders are on hands and knees asking China to lend some money for their new financial package. Now it looks like Saab of Sweden could get resuscitated by two Chinese auto companies, Pangda and Zhejiang Yongmen, in a deal reported to be about $142 million. It could mean a new chance for the 60-year-old brand. Saab's been on the skid since GM sold it to a Dutch company, and the money ran out. You can find more on this Saab story at our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.